The World Health Organization says rapid response teams are being deployed to Tanzania to investigate an outbreak of the Marburg virus disease. At least 12 people have died since the new outbreak began there and in Equatorial Guinea. Kenya and Uganda are now on high alert and have started screening travelers on their borders with Tanzania. At least 34 people are missing after a boat carrying mostly African asylum seekers sank off the coast of Tunisia. It's the fifth such incident in 2 days. The coastline of Sfax has become a major departure point for Europe. Paul Rusesabagina, who saved more than 1,200 lives during the Rwandan genocide, has been released from prison. He'd been sentenced to 25 years on terrorism charges 2 years ago. He's one of several people whose sentences have been commuted after diplomatic efforts by Qatar and the U.S. At least 23 people have been killed after a tornado ripped through Mississippi in the United States. Winds of more than 100 kilometers per hour tore roofs from houses, uprooted trees, and knocked out power. People in the path of the storm are being urged to take cover. Two people have been found dead and 13 others suffering illness inside a sweltering train car in southern Texas. They are believed to be migrants who crossed into the United States from Mexico. The U.S. Border Patrol stopped the train on Friday after an anonymous emergency call. A U.S. court has heard the first guilty plea in the case of the assassination of the Haitian president Jovenel Moïse. Rudolph Jarre, a dual Haitian-Chilean citizen, entered the plea on three charges on Friday. He acknowledged that he provided money to pay for food, weapons and lodging for others suspected of shooting Moïse in 2021. Argentinians have marked the 47th anniversary of the 1976 coup. Thousands of people marched in Buenos Aires demanding justice from the government and remembering the victims of what's described as the dirty war. Human rights campaigners say 30,000 people were kidnapped, tortured and killed during military rule. Firefighters in Spain have contained the first major wildfire of the year. The flames spread through the Valencia region, destroying more than 4,000 hectares of forest.